From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And now a story about the legacy of Pablo Escobar. He was one of the world's most wanted men as leader of the Medellin cocaine cartel in Colombia. He killed politicians and policemen, and he ordered an airliner blown out of the sky. With American help, the Colombian police finally hunted him down. And 16 years after Escobar's death, the families of his victims have still not forgotten him. Neither, it seems, has Escobar's only son. His story is told in a documentary film that opens tomorrow in Colombia, and then in January at the Sundance Film Festival. Escobar's son now lives in Buenos Aires, where he told NPR's Juan Ferrero that he wants to atone for the sins of his father.
Sebastián Marroquín is 32, portly, with a shock of curly hair. He looks a lot like his father, Pablo Escobar, whom Forbes magazine once called the world's seventh richest man. The man remembered in Colombia as the personification of evil. A man who, in the documentary Sins of My Father, makes frequent threats. Like this taped rant in which he pledged to unleash a war on Colombia's elite. Among those he ordered assassinated was popular presidential candidate Luis Carlos Galán in 1989. These are the memories Sebastián Marroquín has lived with since changing his name from Juan Pablo Escobar and fleeing Colombia in 1994. Had I followed my father's footsteps, Marroquín says, I would have repeated the same history. Marroquín runs a small, successful architectural firm. He's married to a woman he's known since childhood. Few people know who he really is, and he rarely shares his secret.
His life in Argentina is actually pretty boring. He's really average, which in his case, I found that as an enormous accomplishment.
That was Nicolás Entel, an Argentine documentary filmmaker, speaking by phone from his office in New York. He approached Marroquín with an idea, a film not about Pablo Escobar, but about the kingpin's son, and the sons of two of Escobar's most prominent victims. The objective was to get them all together. A symbolic reconciliation that would send a message to a country all too familiar with how hatred and endless vendettas only lead to more violence. Entel said the catalyst would be Marroquín.
He had not yet exorcised those ghosts. He still needed one more step in order to be able to, I think, live the rest of his life.
This is an old tape Marroquín has stored away, a snippet of Rigoletto, sung by none other than Pablo Escobar, recorded years ago for his family. It's the Escobar his family still recalls. The person I knew, Marroquín says, was a very special father. Still, he says it's hard to reconcile the doting father with the murderous thug Colombians remember. Marroquín, in fact, says he can't forget about his father's victims. He says that made him want to do more, to meet the young men who lost their fathers to Escobar's henchmen. Entel's film provided him with the opportunity. Marroquín is filmed writing a letter that went to the three sons of the presidential candidate, Galán, and to the oldest son of Justice Minister Rodrigo Lara Bonilla, who died in 1984. The letter asks how to make amends for so much violence. It struck a chord.
It was an act of humanity, his letter. And we thought we had to respond with another act of humanity.
That was Rodrigo Lara Restrepo, the former minister's son. He and the Galans decided to receive Marroquín in Colombia last year.
Lamento profundamente lo que la familia de ustedes sufrió.
Marroquín broke the tension by apologizing for his father's murderous spree. Lara saw it as an important act of peace.
And after I met him and I gave him a hug, I thought to myself that I was a better person because I was able to pardon.
Lara said it also made him think beyond his own pain to the unsettled acrimony among his countrymen. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.